弟兄姊妹又在主日的早晨一起来聚集。
Well, praise the Lord for giving us this chance for brother and sister to gather together once again.
我也很高兴弟兄姊妹为我这一次在远东的工作祷告，使这一次非常的看见主自己的祝福与保守。
I'm very happy my works in the Far East and see that there's great accomplishments done.
我见到许多的弟兄姊妹在不同的地点。
And so many brothers and sisters at different locations.
有的弟兄姊妹认识。
There are some brothers and sisters we know.
像陈红老弟兄。
Like Brother Chen.
有些弟兄，很大部分弟兄姊妹是你们没有见过的。
But then there are also a majority of the brothers and sisters that you never seen before.
但是在主里面，我们都是在这一个身体上互作肢体。
But in the Lord, we are all part of this body.
有逼迫。
There are persecutions.
有的弟兄姊妹因为逼迫逃家，不能够回到自己的家里面去。
And because of the persecutions, there are some brothers and sisters who had to leave their home.
有难题，有因为神的工作，他们被逮捕。
And there are those who have problems because of God's work, they were arrested.
但是弟兄姊妹在主的面前并没有因为一些环境上的困难而失去信心。
Brothers and sisters did not lose, were not discouraged because of their surroundings.
他们仍然为主能够继续站在这个他们该每一个该站的岗位上。
And they were faithfully at their place for the Lord.
所以这过去的一个月，在他们中间跟他们有不同的弟兄姊妹有交通，有勉励，实在是感谢神这样的祝福他的教会。
And so in the past month, I had a very occasion to fellowship with these brothers and sisters and encourage them.
那这个礼拜五，我们有一个姐妹，有两位姐妹要来，从温哥华。
This Friday we had two sisters who came from Vancouver.
她叫 Carol 卢杰如。
One is Carol.
那么她去年是生了last year.
Last year she had cancer.
Breast cancer. 经过医生的医治，神的恩典的保守，让我们的姐妹在恢复上有很大的进步。
And after treatment and also Lord's protection, our sister's health has she's doing well, recovering well.
那么她的姐姐在柬埔寨金边从1999年到现在将近7年的时间，现在在那里有一个教会，差不多200多个弟兄姊妹在那里一起服侍敬拜神。
And then her sister, who's been serving in Cambodia since 1999, they now have established a church with 200 members, faithfully serving.
这次主把我又第二次带到他们中间，跟他们的同工们有一个礼拜相处的时间。
So this month, for the past month, Lord led me to have another chance to meet with them for a week and to have fellowship with the co-workers there.
那么另外一个城是一个港口，叫做斯亚努克港。
And then another city, it's a port city, it's
Sihanouk
port.、Okay.
那么以前叫做磅逊港，磅逊就是 Sihanouk port、
okay.
那么那里有一对新加坡的宣教士本来在那里。
So originally there was a couple who were preachers from Singapore.
那么经过也是在那里侍奉了6年，现在浑身是病。
And then after serving for 6 years, they have illness all over, physical illness all over.
他们决定回新加坡休息。
And so they decided to return to Singapore to rest.
这份工作呢，就来找到金边的卢姐妹。
And so this word has found itself to our sister Lu.
他们祷告，觉得主有这个负担托付给他们。
And so after a prayer, they decided the Lord had placed this burden.
姐姐就把这个负担告诉她的妹妹，妹妹在温哥华。
And so the sister told had told shared this burden with the younger sister and the younger sisters in Vancouver.
他们祷告之后，也觉得这个负担在他里头，在这个夫妻的心的里面有很重的负担。
And after prayer, they also have felt this heavy burden in their hearts for the work.
这个礼拜五他们要来这里，跟我们弟兄姊妹来交通这个到西亚努克斯这个市去做宣教士的这个负担。
And so this Friday they will come and share with us about their service going to serve in Shannonport.
欢迎弟兄姊妹来参加。
So we welcome everyone to come.
姐妹的这个见证。
We welcome everyone to come to listen to the testimony of our sister.
十号的晚上在这里。
This is November 10th here in the Fellowship Center.
不管怎么样，我们能够看见神在各个地方都有他自己的。工作他自己的见证。
We can see that all over the world, we can see his works and his testimonies.
有弟兄姊妹被主的呼召所感动起来，愿意把自己交给神。
We have brothers and sisters who were touched by our Lord's calling and rise up to respond to his calling.
我特别感动的是这位Carol 姐妹，她自己身体也是刚刚从癌症里面恢复，但是现在就愿意把自己前面的一生交奉献在主的手里。
I was especially touched by Sister Carol because she just recovered from her breast cancer and she's now willing to offer up herself and the rest of her life to serve our Lord.
我们每一个人在这个世界每天都是过日子。
Every one of us living on this world, the day just passes by.
今天我们可能很健康，我们觉得我们可以日子过得很好，可是明天怎么样，没有人知道。
Today we may feel fine, but tomorrow what will it be like? No one will know.
我们自己每一个人都有这个健康与疾病的经历。
Every one of us have experienced days of health and also days of sickness.
我们都会问一个问题，我们为什么经过这一切的人生的所谓生老病死。
We have all asked ourselves, why do we have to experience all these troubles?
有什么是在神的眼中要教我们的功课？
So what is Lord trying to teach us in all these?
我想一个很具体的一个简单的话就是，生老病死是人生没有一个人不经过的。
I think it could all be sum up to a very simple point. Every one of us will experience sickness and also death.
没有人活到永远在这个肉身里头。
No one will live in this flesh.
这个短暂的人生，无定的人生，怎么样能够活得有意义？
So how can we make a meaningful life in this uncertain?
世人说，只要你自己认为有意义，就有意义。
In this world, they say if you feel you have lived a meaningful life, then it is a meaningful life.
如果你是神，那你可以讲这句话。
If you're God, then you can say this.
但是很可惜，你我不是神。
But unfortunately, you and I are not God.
如只有神照我们的神说，你的生命在他的眼中认为有意义，那我们这一生就活得没有白活了。
And only when God considered our lives to be meaningful, then we truly had led a meaningful life.
神的儿子来到这个世界。
God's Son came to this world.
把生命的道传给我们。
And give us this living word.
把人生的意义带给我们。
And bring us the meaning of our lives.
他对他的门徒呼召。
And he called his disciples.
他说叫万民做我的门徒。
That all the people become my disciples.
去来传他的道。
Go and spread my words.
为我们的神在这个地上做荣耀的见证。
Be a testimony for our God.
我想这就是神叫我们每一个蒙恩的儿女如何为他而活。的一条路。
I think this is where God teaches us all who are blessed to live truly for Him.
所以你看到在地上有神的工作。
So you can see that on this world there is work by God.
有弟兄姊妹起来答应神的呼召。
And there are those brothers and sisters who rise up and answer to His calling.
把他们有限的人生奉献在神的手里。
And to offer up their limited lives into God's hand.
像那个小朋友。把自己的五饼二鱼摆在耶稣的手上，耶稣祝福以后拨开，就能够使万人得饱足。
Just like that child who gave his bread and fish to Jesus, so that he can spread it amongst many people.
我想我们每一个人都要在神的面前做一个 一个决定。
So I think every one of us need to make this decision in our lives.
我当如何在这个地上为主而活，荣耀神。
How should I live in this world for our Lord so that it may be glory to Him?
所以我们感谢主，这些年我们看到神给我们教会与我们所认识的一些弟兄姊妹中间看见神的手在做工，在每一个弟兄姊妹身上。
Praise the Lord for various things our Lord allowed us to see His works in our brothers and sisters.
这次到各地去探望弟兄姊妹的时候，我实在看到这些弟兄姊妹忠心的在神的面前来服侍神。
And in this past month, as I was going around visiting different brothers and sisters, I could truly see how they're faithfully serving our Lord.
我自己受到很大的鼓舞。
And I was greatly encouraged.
有的时候我们眼睛只看自己，有的时候蛮泄气的。
And sometimes how often our eyes only looked upon ourselves and were discouraged.
神把我们带到外头看一看神在各地的工作，我们得到很大的激励。
But then our Lord leads us to see what others are doing, and we're able to be encouraged by that.
这是我的 trip report.
So that's my trip report.
我当然没有很多的细节，我没有时间讲。
Of course, I left out a lot of details.
以后如果有机会，在某一些场合，我会跟大家分享。
Perhaps I can share them in other occasions.
我要继续来讲我们这一个天上的意象的系列。
And we'll continue to talk about heavenly visions.
我们过去几个月来，我们看以色列人最后在地上的那段历史。
And for the past few months, we've been seeing the last history of the Israelites.
那我讲的是哈该书。
So what I've been talking about is in the book of Haggai.
那今天我要讲撒加利亚书。
And today I'll continue to talk about Zechariah.
撒加利亚书我讲了两讲。
And I gave two sermons on Zechariah.
我不知道你有没有印象。
I'm not sure if you still remember.
哈该是一个老先知。
Haggai is an old prophet.
他的年龄我们估计一下，大约是在95岁左右。
We estimate him to be about 95 years old.
神用这个老弟兄为神说话做见证。
And God used this old brother to speak for him and to be a testimony.
神也同时兴起一个年轻人。
And also at the same time, he also raises a younger person.
那就是撒加利亚。
And that's Zechariah.
那估计他大概是三十岁左右。
And we estimate him about 30 years old.
可能就是三十正负五吧，在这个范围里。
So 30 plus minus 5。
重点是这个人不是属于第一代的人，像哈该。
So the important fact is he is not like the first generation, such as Haggai.
哈该是见过第一个殿，亲眼目睹这个殿被巴比伦人毁了、烧了、拆了。
Haggai belongs to a generation who saw for himself the temple destroyed by the Babylonians.
然后被掳到巴比伦去。
And were enslaved into Babylon.
过七十年再回来。
And then returned after 70 years.
那哈该呢？撒利亚呢？撒加利亚呢？
Well, for Zechariah,
撒加利亚是一个典型的JBJ.
Okay. Zechariah is a typical JBJ.
是生在巴比 JB
J born Babylon.
Babylon.
BBJ.
BBJ.
He's a typical BBJ. So Babylon born.
生在巴比伦的犹太人。
He's a born in Babylon born Jew. BBJ.
所以是没有过去的历史的包袱。
So he didn't have any history, true knowledge of the past.
完全不知道以前的历史，除非听他们上一代告诉他们。
Unless the older generation tells him, he have no idea what the past history was.
他从小是跟爷爷长大的，祖父。
He grew up with his grandfather.
他的父亲已经老早就去世了。
His father passed away when he was very young.
所以祖父呢是一个侍奉神的祭司。
So his grandfather is a priest who serves the Lord.
所以从小就会告诉这个孙子关于他们以前的历史。
So from a very tender age, his grandfather would tell him about the history of the temple.
所以在他的心里面就有一个渴慕。
So in Zechariah's heart, he has this longing.
这个渴慕是每一个青年人很自然就会有的。
This longing is very natural for all the young people.
这个渴慕就是侍奉神。
And this longing is to serve God.
他知道我们在地上的生活不是以巴比伦的财富为满足的。
He knows that to live in this world, we're not satisfied with just the wealth of Babylon.
巴比伦是当时的第一强国。
At the time, Babylon is the greatest and most powerful country.
有最好的物质享受。
It has the best material.
有最好的教育的环境。
It has the best education.
但是这些青年人，他们里头知道，这不是我们在地上生活的目标。
But these young people know that these things are not the goal of their lives.
他们知道人生有更高的呼召，更高的意义。
They know there's a higher calling in their lives.
所以神就找到这一个年轻人，呼召他，给他八个大的意象。
So Lord found this young man and then called to him and gave him eight visions.
就在跟着祖父答应神的呼召，回到就是离乡背井，回到耶路撒冷去。
And so together with his grandfather, they answered to the Lord's calling and returned to the land of Jerusalem.
所以你就会看到这个年轻人就在那个时代跟哈该配合，一个 老先知，一个年轻的先知起来为神做见证。
And so you can see that in that time these two prophets worked together, an old prophet and a young prophet working together.
所以这是过去我给大家讲到撒加利亚的时候的一个背景。
So this is the background for the Zechariah.
那么我也讲了，我讲了刚刚讲的是八个意象。
So I just talked about the eight visions.
这个八个意象是配合老仆人哈该的信息。
So these eight visions goes along with the message from Haggai.
那复习一下哈该那两章，就是哈该书总共两章，这两章里面的主题是什么？
So just as a review, so what's the main theme? There are only two chapters in the book. What's the main theme there?
如果你记得的话，第一章的哈该书的第一章第七节第八节是整个信息的主题。
So if you remember in chapter 1, 7, 8, basically it tells you about the main theme of the message.
我们来读一下。
Let's read together.
万军之耶和华如此说，你们要省察自己的行为，你们要上山取木料，建造这殿，我就因此喜乐，且得荣耀。这是万军之耶和华说的。
Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountains, bring wood and rebuild the temple, that I may be pleased with it and be glorified, says the Lord.
所以你能够看出来，在神的心里面有一个负担。
So you can see that there's this burden in God's heart.
这个负担是什么？
What's this burden?
就是在他拣选的耶路撒冷建造他的家。
As to that he has chosen Jerusalem to build his home.
这个家曾经建造起来，但是神又把它给拆了。
This home was once built, but then Lord took it down.
这是他们祖先的故事。
This is the history of the predecessors.
因为他们祖先没有在神的面前按照神的话活在神的面前，他们背离了神。
Because these predecessors did not live in the words of God and they went against God, rebelled against God's
words. 所以他们遭到神的审判。
And so therefore they were judged by God.
所以他们王国，他们殿烧掉。
And their country was
现在
the temple was destroyed.
让我们从头来起。
And so now God says, let's start all over again.
让我们把一切过去的通通把它重新来过。
Let's start from the very beginning.
让我们回到该有的这个根基上重新建造。
And let's return to our foundations and build from there.
所以这个是犹太人在地上最后一段历史给我们看见的这个见证。
So this is a testimony for the Israelite in their latest history.
那这八个意象讲什么？
So what are these eight visions?
你在第一个意象里头，就是撒迦利亚书的第一章，你看见他看到有四匹有颜色的马。
So in chapter 1 from the book of Zechariah, you can see that the first vision is that he saw four colored horses.
在遍地走来走去.
And they were walking back and forth.
不但在这里, 旧约的时候, 你看到四匹不同颜色的马, 你到新约, 启示录的时候, 你还看到同样的, 四匹马.
And also, not only in the Old Testament we saw these four horses, in the New Testament, in the book of Revelation, you also saw, see these four horses.
所以你就知道, 这个四匹马, 的意象, 旧约,
so you can see that the vision of four horses is the same in Old Testament and the New Testament.
神在这里要告诉他的儿女,
here the Lord wants let his children know.
这个马是代表神的灵,
this horse represents God's spirit.
神每一次在一个 大的混乱的光景里头, 神开始做修复的工作。
So whenever there's chaos, Lord begins his work of rebuilding.
神的灵一开始在圣经的创世纪第一章第二节, 你就看见了。
Lord's Spirit, you can see from the, even from the book of,
第一节, 起初神创造天地。
In Genesis, you can see that in the first verse it says, the Lord created, that the God created, heaven and earth.
然后第二节说什么?
In the second verse,
地变成空虚、混沌、渊面黑暗。
And it said the earth was formless and void, and darkness was all over the surface.
然后下面一句话就说, 神的灵运行在水面上。
And then the next it says, the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters.
所以你看, 这一个神在, 神的灵运行在这一个空虚混沌的大地。
So you can see the Spirit of God is moving in this formless world.
没有意义,
it was meaningless.
撒旦的破坏, 把神的秩序全部搞乱掉了。
This is Satan's works. He destroyed all the order that was originally there.
神就开始做恢复的工作。
And so Lord began his God began his work.
所以现在你看到这四匹马在地上走来走去, 就是神准备的这个大的环境。
So you can see these four horses roaming around, which means that the Lord is beginning his work of rebuilding.
那我们知道读过圣经的历史, 这个殿, 就是现在建的这个第二个殿, 到主后70年的时候, 第二次又给拆了。
So you know, from history we know that this temple that they're building right now, again it was destroyed 70 years after Lord Jesus.
所以你会发现, 每一次如果这个殿的这个见证有了问题, 神的百姓没有按照神的心意来生活，来为神而活的话， 神宁可把那个大家认为了不起的那个殿拆掉。
And so as from this you can see that every time that the people did not live according to our Lord's will, and that the temple no longer become a testimony to him, the Lord is willing to actually destroy it.
人喜欢维系一个外表的一个组织的东西。
People favor these kind of organized, outwardly things.
而心却不在神的面前。
But yet their heart is not in, before the Lord.
我们做一些虚假的宗教活动。
We do some fake and outwardly religious activities.
神不能以这样的情况为满足。
But God cannot be satisfied by these.
神就把它拆掉。
And so he destroyed the temple.
神一定要把里面的建立起来。
God wants to build what's inside.
所以主耶稣在地上 说过一句很重要的话,
and so Lord Jesus said one important thing.
他讲这句话是对那个撒玛利亚的那个行淫的妇人说的。
And he said this to the woman from Samaria.
他说, 敬拜神必须在灵与真理的基础上。
He said that to worship God you must start from the spirit and the truth.
神在找真敬拜者。
God is looking for those who are truly true, who are true worshippers.
那么人一直在那边讲究, 哦, 是地方的问题, 是房屋的问题, 是组织的问题, 是传统的问题, 耶稣说都不是。
But people would just like to say, oh, it's because the place or buildings or other people.
那是宗教。
But then our Lord Jesus says,
那是外壳。
Our Lord Jesus said, that's not, those are religion. Those
如果没有里面的内容, 外壳是没有用的。
If there's no inner content, there's the outer shell is meaningless.
所以神一直要把人带回到该有的根基上面来。
And so Lord bring people back to the true foundation of truth.
那么神看到犹太人的光景, 第二次回来以后, 又下降了, 又不对了, 所以主耶稣的时候, 他预言有一天石头不要没有一块石头留在石头上。
And so when Lord Jesus was still on this earth, he saw that the people were again falling in their ways, and he prophesied that one day again that temple will be destroyed.
所以才有启示录。
And therefore there's the book of Revelation.
所以启示录里面又看到四匹马。
And so in the book of Revelation, we again saw the four horses.
所以你又看见神的灵在这一个空虚混沌的这个地上。重新开始建造他的工作。
And once again, you can see that the Spirit of God is again doing His rebuilding work on this formless and void earth.
所以我们读圣经的时候
，So when we read the Bible,
我们不要读死的字句。
Do not just read on the words.
我们要知道神在这里说了一次，再说了一次，说了两次。
We see that God spoke once and then a second time.
他告诉我们
，And He wants to tell us.
他要什么，他不要什么。
What He wanted and what He didn't want.
他要做的工作，没有人能够抵挡。
The work that he will do, no one can stop.
人不忠心，人去走自己的，搞自己的花样。
If man is not faithful and do his own things,
神就把他们废掉。
God will get rid of them.
神要找到一批人愿意真正走他道路的人。
And he will find those who truly will walk his way.
但是容易吗？不容易。
But will it be easy to find these people?
大部分的人是不愿意的。
Because the majority of people are not willing.
就是少数的人愿意付代价，不管任何的代价，他们愿意出的话，神就在这批人身上能够走一条活路。
Only a handful of people who are willing to do whatever it takes and make whatever sacrifice it takes.
所以这里第一个意象告诉他四匹马。
And so the first vision is the, he showed them the four horses.
第二个意象就说到看见四个角跟四个这个匠人。
Then the second vision is he saw four horns and
four craftsmen.
The four horns represent the four sticks that God used to discipline the people. He showed them because he wanted to. He's going to remove them, and his judgment is passed.
要做建造的工作。
And God now begins the work of rebuilding.
所以你从18节到21节第一章，你就看到在第二个意象里面，神就除掉那四个角，有给他们四个匠人要建立这个殿。
So in chapter 1, verse 18 to 21, you can see that God removed these four horns and gave them these four craftsmen because He wanted them to rebuild this temple.
这是我过去讲过的。
This is what I talked about in the past.
那现在我要开始讲下面第三个意象、第四个意象、第五个意象。
So now I will continue to speak about the third, fourth, and fifth vision.
那么第三个意象是第二章。
The third vision happens in chapter 2.
讲什么呢？
Was about
讲到有一个年，他看到一个年少青年人。
It says that he saw a young man.
哪里告诉我们是青年人呢？这是第四节。
So
你跑去告诉那个少年人。
So how can we tell that it's a young man? It's in verse 4. He says, "Go and tell the speak to that young man."
他手里拿到一个准绳。
So he's taking a plumb line in his hand.
这个准绳就是我们盖房子的时候总要量，到底这个墙直的。还是不值，就是这个叫做准绳。
So the plumb line is used to measure whether the foundation or the wall when we're building a building is straight or not.
就是说，他看见这个意象的时候，就是神告诉他，现在建造的工作要开始了。
So when he saw this vision, is God telling him that the work of rebuilding temple is about to start.
神要衡量他的家的每一个尺寸。
God will measure all the dimensions in his house.
也就是说，如果他的家不合乎这个尺寸。
And then he also said, if his house does not fit these measurements,
神就神的工作
then there will be no work.
因为神做的工作必须按照他的标准来做的。
Because his work must do be accomplished with his criteria.
在前面造会幕的时候，他对摩西说：“我告诉你什么材料、什么尺寸，你的会幕就是跟着。”山上的样式来造。
And before he was telling when they were building the according to his list.
那现在造圣殿也是一样，必须按照神的尺寸来造。
And so same thing happened again when they're building the temple. Everything must be according to his measurements.
那到了新约呢
？So in New Testament.
我们打开启示录。
Let's turn to Book of Revelation.
十一章。
Chapter 11.
我们来看启示录里面又有同样的意象。
So in the Book of Revelation, there's the same vision.
十一章第一节开始。
In verse 1, starting from verse 1.
有一根苇子赐给我当做量度的杖， 且有话说起来将神的殿和祭坛并殿中的礼拜的人都怎么样量一量。
Then there was given me a measuring rod like a staff, and someone said, Get up and measure the temple of God and the altar and those who worship it.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
到了新约，神的家也是要量过的。
So even in the New Testament time, God's house also need to be measured.
那么这个标准是什么呢？
So what's this requirement? This criteria.
Standard.
What's the standard?
这个 standard 是什么呢？标准。
So what's the standard?
就是以弗所书第四章所说的。
So it's in Ephesians chapter 4.
你说从四章十一节看。
And if you read from verse 11.
他说他赐的有使徒先知有传福音有牧师和教师这就是四个匠人
so he gave them the four he listed the four what these four craftsmen are
这四个匠人干什么的十二节为要成全圣徒各尽其职建立基督的身体这是他的 目标
and these four craftsmen is to build Christ's body
那么这个神的家借着这四个匠人在那里做工那么什么是他的尺寸呢
So God uses these craftsmen to build his house. What are his measurements?
他说十三节只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一认识神的儿子得以长大成人下面说怎么样满有基督长成的身量
And the measurement is that for the people to have the likeness of Jesus.
也就是说神的家每一个活石都有一定的尺寸
So that means that in the God's temple there'sEvery piece has its own measurement.
因为彼得告诉我们，我们就是活石，被建造成为灵宫。
Because Peter tells us that we are all stones to be built as part of the house.
那么神就在我们的每一个活石身上就要开始做，把它做出来。
And so God will do His work on each one of us so that we may become the rock that's useful.
那每一块石头它是什么以什么尺寸做标准
So what's the standard used to measure all these stones?
就是基督长成的身量这个是标准
So it's the maturity of Lord Jesus, the Christ.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
So dear brothers and sisters,
今天神仍然在做建造的工作
So even today, God is still doing His work of
旧约用会幕用圣殿做预表
So in the Old Testament, it uses the temple to as a symbol.
那么新约的真这个新约是实体
And so in the New Testament, it's the body.
那么这个实体 reality 不是 body.
It uses reality.
对新约这个实体是什么
So what's this reality in the New Testament?
在以弗所书来看就是神在地上建立他的教会
And that reality is that God will establish his church on this
earth 但是今天我们讲的教会是一个 building 今天我们讲教会是人的一个组织
So what we talk about today when we come to church is a building and an organization
这都不是耶稣所说的
This is not what Jesus meant
耶稣所说的教会跟人所说的教会是两码子事情
The church that Jesus talked about is totally different from what people are talking about.
魔鬼今天在地上做了一个最大的破坏的工作，就是用同样的词汇，却把里面词汇的本意掉包了。
The biggest destructive work that Satan did today is to use he completely changed the meaning of a word.
今天我们讲的教会是你可以放雨伞的地方。
Today when we talk about church, it's a place where you can place your umbrella in.
今天我们讲的教会是人有本事把它组织起来，它里面有长老，有这些人事的安排，这一大群人每个礼拜聚集的话，这个叫做教会。
Today when we talk about church, we talk about places, buildings that can be built by people. We have deacons and all these people who organize everything.
这是马丁路德改教以后没有改的东西
This is something that haven't changed since the days of Martin, reform from Martin Luther
人一直在想的东西是一个外表的东西
All we can think about are just these outwardly things
但是如果你回到 主耶稣自己的话里面去看
If you go back and read Lord Jesus' words
第一个人把教会启示给我们的不是别人就是耶稣自己
The first person who revealed the church to us is no one else but Jesus himself
请我们打开耶稣第一次讲教会
Please turn to the book where his first, our Lord Jesus first talked about the church. Matthew
16. Matthew 16, from 13 to 26,
So from verse 13 to 26, it talks about these are the original words. regarding the church.
如果你没有懂得这一段话，你根本就不知道教会是什么。
If you cannot understand all these words, then you don't really know what church is
all about. 如果今天我们一直在把人传统给我们的观念讲到什么叫教会的话，我们要么就是热心盖一个礼拜堂。有的人会说，我去年我在哪里哪里为耶稣盖了四个教会。
So if we do not understand these words and accept the traditional definition of where churches pass on by other people, then we may only look upon what we've done in terms of building these physical churches.
我这次在陈恩宏老弟兄那边聚会的时候，我就碰到一个年轻人。
So when I was fellowshipping with Brother Chen Hong, I met this young brother.
因为那天我们是做见证。
So that day we were given testaments.
这个弟兄就说：“哦，十年前神救了我。”
So this brother says, "Oh, 10 years ago, God saved me."
那神就把我差派在加善地区做工。
So God sent me to
加善。一个地方叫加善。
Send me to this place called 加善。
在几年之内，神用我建了四个教会。
In a short amount of time, he used me to build 4 churches.
那我如果说那句话是对的，那我们现在来看主耶稣怎么说。
So if that word is to correct, then let's take a look at what Jesus has to say about this.
因为我们有这个时间。把十三节一直读到二十五节，你们回家自己读。
Because we don't have time to read from verse 13 to 25, you can go home and read these verses.
但是我要告诉大家的是，主耶稣当时说他讲到教会的，主耶稣怎么说
？So what I want to draw your attention to is what he says about the church.
主耶稣总共讲三件事。
He talks about 3 things altogether.
用问题的方法来问的。
He uses he phrases them as a form of question.
他为了讲教会。
In order to talk about church,
教会，我们从保罗的书信就知道教会是什么。
So from letters from Paul, we know that churches are
基督的身体
，the body of Christ
是他的心腹
，is his bride.
所以教会如果是他的心腹，你怎么在他的心腹里面，耶稣的心腹里面可以放雨伞呢
？So if the church is bride, then how could you place umbrellas inside Christ's bride?
简直是亵渎
！This is just blasphemy.
你能够把雨伞放在耶稣的心腹的肚子里，那真是亵渎神。
If you can actually put umbrella inside the belly of
Christ's
bride,
这就是魔鬼搞的花样。
That's blasphemy. This is the works of
把这个字这么重要的词汇变了质。一直传到今天，我们还是这样想。
To change the meaning of such important word, and until today, we still have this.
耶稣自己要讲到教会的时候，他第一个件事情他问：“你们说我是谁？”
And so when Jesus talked about the church, the very first thing he asked is, "Who do you say I am?"
那么我们如果听见彼得的回答
，So we hear Peter's answer.
彼得说：“你是那基督，是永生神的儿子。”
And Peter said, "You are the Christ." The Son of the Living God.
你注意耶稣怎么回答
？Note what Jesus responded.
耶稣说：“西门巴约拿，你是有福的。为什么有福
？”Blessed are you, Simon Barjona. Why?
因为你刚刚所说的。
Because what you just said.
不是属血气的只是你的，乃是我天上的父启示的。
Because not flesh and blood did not reveal this for you, but my Father who is in heaven revealed.
所以彼得的福分是在哪里？
So where was Peter's blessing?
彼得的福分不是因为有人教他怎么回答耶稣的这个考题，没有人教他的。
Peter was blessed because not because there's somebody who actually teaches him how to answer to this question.
因为这个问题，耶稣到底是谁？只有全宇宙中只有一位知道答案。
Because in this whole world, there's only one person who actually knows the answer to who Jesus is.
如果你去马太福音十一章去看，耶稣曾经说过。
And this person is, if you flip back to Matthew chapter 11, Jesus once mentioned that.
除了父，没有人知道子是谁。
Only the Father and no one else knows who the Son is.
除了子与子所愿意指示的人，没有人知道父是谁。
And only the Son and also those who the Son wills. Will know who the Father is.
所以关于神的自己，不管是圣父，不管是圣子，不管是圣灵，没有人可以凭人的智慧可以认识，可以明白。
So unless God reveals this to us, no one will know who the Son, the Father, and the Holy Spirit is.
除非你得到 神的启示。
Unless you receive revelation from God.
所以当耶稣问门徒说：“你们说我是谁的时候？”
So when God asks, "Who do you people say that the Son of Man is?"
彼得一回答，耶稣马上说：“你是有福的。”
And so as soon as Peter answered, Jesus said, "You are blessed."
有福在哪里？
And where was why was he blessed?
因为你得到父的启示。
Because he had received revelation from the Father.
启示与人跟你讲的有什么不同？
So what's different between revelation and what people tells you?
我们去考，我们在学校考试。
So for example, we take exams.
啊，不管你考哪一门。
Regardless what kind of exam you're taking.
老师都给我们补习。
We all know that teachers will offer these review sessions for us.
你知道在学校是补习的时候是干嘛？
So in schools, do you know what, why do we do reviews?
老师把一些考题拿来。
The teachers bring the, some of examples of the test questions.
然后一题一题讲给我们听，这个题目标准答案是什么？
And they will tell us, okay, so for this question, what's the standard answer?
那我们那个时候就怎么样？
And then at that time, then we,
备用。
And then we will remember these.
我们就是懂也好，不懂也好，反正把它通通怎么样？背起来。
Regardless of whether we actually understand the answer, we will just remember them.
然后我们进入考场的时候，一看到这个题目，想都不要想，就把什么标准答案填进去。
And so when we actually see these questions in our test, we'll just write these standard answers into it without even thinking about it.
考完试以后呢？
So what about after the test?
什么事情发生？
What happens?
全部还给老师了吗？
We forget everything.
对不对？这就是我们在过去所谓受教育的时候最大的 学习，就是死背。
So this is what we have been doing for our education when we were in schools is to just
管你懂不懂，反正叫它背下来，到时候能够抄填进去就有分了。
And it was just like it doesn't matter really whether we understand as long as we can remember the answers and fill in the blanks and then we'll have points.
这个都是死的知识。
These are dead knowledge.
没有用。
It's useless.
什么叫做启示？
So what's revelation?
启示是你里面的眼睛被神打开了。
Revelation is that it refers to that the eyes inside you have been opened.
耶稣是谁？不是背答案背来的，不是你读了神学读来的，不是。
Who Jesus is not something that you can just remember from other people telling you. It's not something you can learn from seminaries.
你乃是有一天里面忽然间开了。
It's one day that all of a sudden your eyes within you are open.
神把他的儿子启示在你的里头。
And God revealed His Son to you.
这个有什么不同？
So what's the difference?
你这个人整个都变
了。You are completely changed.
死的答案是在这里，你就是背标准答案。
Dead answers are stored in our heads.
对你的生命不会有影响。
It will not change how your life is.
但是一个活的启示。
But a living revelation,
它控制你一生,
it will control your entire life.
把你整个人生的方向改了,
and it will change your direction in your life.
举一个人的例子, 扫罗跟保罗是同一个人。
Let's give an example, Paul and Saul.
他没有遇见耶稣以前, 他叫扫罗。
So before he met God, before he met Jesus, his name is called Saul.
他聪不聪明?
Is he wise?
聪明。他用不用功? 非常用功。
Does he work hard? He works really hard.
他是不是哈佛毕业的?是，他是加玛列门下第一名毕业的。
He's basically equivalent of a
他懂他知他有没有读圣经
？So has he read
倒背如流
？So has he read his Bible before? He knows the Bible really well back and forth.
全部都是背下来的。
He can remember the entire.
我去看过这些拉比的学校读圣经，他们是这样摇的。
I saw these rabbis in these schools and
创世纪第一章就背起来，一直背下来。
And they would just recite these scriptures from the very beginning.
从小就是背。
And they would recite them from the when they were
young. 满脑袋圣经的知识。
And their heads were filled with this knowledge.
你只要去问他
from the Bible
某一个圣经中的典故，他马上可以告诉你几章几节在哪里。
If you ask them about anything within the Bible, they can tell you immediately which chapter, which verse.
他有这么多圣经的知识，他为神也蛮有心的，他拼老命。
So they truly have a heart for God because they're willing to make such a great effort to recite the Bible.
No. Serve God.
Oh, to serve God. They have this heart to serve God.
他愿意侍奉神，大发热心。
They're willing to serve God and they put their whole hearts into it.
他真是在青年才俊中间佼佼者。
They're the brightest of the young people.
他能够向人说，按着律法。我是毫无可指责的。
So he can say to others, by the law, this the laws, I have blameless.
我为我们犹太人的传统大发热心。
I'm full of heart zealous for the tradition of the Jews.
他认为信耶稣的人统统该杀该逮捕。
He believed that all those who believe in Jesus should be prosecuted and killed.
所以在他最好的神学思想指导里面，他是抓基督徒、杀基督徒的。为神大发热心侍奉神。
So in his one way, think to serve God, he prosecuted Christians.
整个的圣经在他里面，他的结论是杀基督徒。
And in his, what he came out of is to kill Christians.
稀奇不稀奇
？Isn't it strange?
这么样有圣经知识的青年，这样为神大发热心摆上。走遍天涯海角去抓基督徒 去把他们杀的杀捕的逮捕的逮捕他是真是有热忱
So someone like him who has such a heart for the Lord and knows the Bible so well and that he's willing to go all over the place to prosecute Christians
今天有几个年轻人有他这个保罗的心智
So just this heart,
保罗的心智
this heart, this determination how many people today will have his kind of determination there aren't that many
但是
But yet,
问他的热心，神有没有拍拍他的肩膀？
But,
干得好，干得好。
But did God pat his shoulder and said, "Good job"?
啊，给你发一个冠冕。
Did God give him a crown or any robes?
他自己是这么想的。
He himself thought that.
我如果在地上跑完了我这段路，我将来去见上帝的时候，一定是有。冠冕为我存留。
So he thought that I did such great works on this earth. When I finally meet God, He will give me a crown.
但是在大马色的路上
，But when he was on his way to
有一个稀奇的事发生，什么事
？There was a strange thing that happened.
天上有大光照下来。
There was this bright light which shined out from the heaven.
把他打倒在地上。
And struck him and he fell.
有一个声音对他说。
And there was a voice.
扫罗。
And said, Saul,
你为什么逼迫我
？Why are you prosecuting me?
他说主啊你是谁
And he said Lord who are you
他说我就是你所逼迫的耶稣
I am the Jesus who you persecute
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
So dear brothers and sisters
从那一天起
So from that day
他就变了
He changed
怎么变了
So how did he change
他以前是抓基督徒的人
Before he was someone who arrests Christians
从那一天起他就变成什么
And from that day,
被人抓的人
he turned into someone who was chased and persecuted by others.
他后来为着这一位耶稣，他做阶下囚，手上是戴着锁链，脚上是戴着脚铐。
So for this Jesus, he then were in prison later on and were shackled.
180度的改变。
It changed. He made a complete 180 degrees change.
这个耶稣不是人告诉他的。
This Jesus is not somebody who told by other people.
保罗得到什么
What did Paul receive?
啊，跟彼得一样，父的启示。
Just like Peter, he received the Father's revelation.
他原来是瞎眼。
Originally, he was blind.
他虽然有所有的神学知识
，Even though he had all these knowledge,
还是瞎眼。
But yet, he's still blind.
今天很多的基督徒是。充满神学知识却没有启示
Today a lot of Christians are just like that They're filled with empty knowledges But in fact they're blind
我们可以带查经
We may be able to lead worship
我们可以热心做了很多很多的很像很好的基督教事业
We may have the heart to do a lot of work That may seem to be great works for the church
侍奉的是传统
But what we truly are serving is just tradition
我们没有启示
We do not have revelation. So, dear brothers and sisters, today we need to have vision. All belief comes from revelation. If you have revelation, your life will be completely different. You're not serving God as a profession.
你是一个呼召是一个生命是一个你整个人生的追求
you serve because there was this calling and because you had the seeking this will
所以主耶稣就对彼得说你是有福的
and so that's why Jesus said to Peter you're blessed
然后主说我要建我的教会在这个磐石上
and I will build my church on this rock
所以从这句话就看见一件事情耶稣在这里说教会是谁建的
so you can see from this sentence who builds the church
嗯
Who builds it?
谁建教会?
Who builds the church?
耶稣说我建立我的教会。
Jesus said I will build my church.
所以凡是人说我为耶稣建了多少教会，这都是瞎子说瞎话。
So all those who say I build how many churches for Jesus, these are just blind people speaking nonsense.
教会只有一位可以建。
There's only one person who can actually build churches.
谁？
Who?
耶稣自己。
And it's Jesus himself.
耶稣说我建立我的教会。
And Jesus says I will build my own church.
然后他打一个保证书。
And he made a warrant guarantee.
如果是我建的教会，
if the church is built by me,
下面怎么说？
And it says,
阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
And the power of Hades will not have power over it.
撒旦绝对在这个我所建的教会面前没有办法来打败他。
What it means is that Satan will have no way to defeat it.
在耶稣没有讲这句话之前，整个的从创世纪一直到这个马拉基书，
Before Jesus said of these words, all the way, throughout the Bible. You'll see a lot of things that God had done from creation of the world to Adam and Eve and all those works he'd done with the Israelites.
你都看见魔鬼撒旦起来破坏，起来做反对神的事。
And you'll see that everything that he's done, Satan will rise up and do the destructive works.
请问，到旧约的结束，神的工作有什么能够在撒旦面前不受攻击，能够站得存到永远的？
所以
没有。
So can you answer me this? Is there any single thing that was not destroyed by Satan in God's work?
旧约的结束是结束在一个神的咒诅的上面。
So there isn't. The very last chapter of the Old Testament ends with a curse from God.
没有什么一件事能够在阴间的面前站立得住。
So there's not a single thing that could stand up in the power from the power of Hades.
但是耶稣神的儿子来到这个地上，他做了一个伟大的宣告。
But yet Jesus, Son of God, came to this earth and he made this proclamation.
我要建立我的教会，下面说阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
And he said that I will build my own church and the power of Hades will not overpower it.
也就是说，在全人类的历史里头，神要做一样东西是撒旦没有办法的。
And it also means that God will do one thing that is not done in the entire history.
这是何等的保证！
What a great promise this is!
这是何等的向撒旦的夸口！
This is a boast in front of Satan.
这是神的荣耀！
This is the glory of God.
这是神在地上能够建立的一件事情，是绝对胜过撒旦的。
This is one thing that God can build on this earth that has absolute victory over Satan.
为什么耶稣有这么大的保证能够说在前面？一定赢呢。
So how can he have such great guarantees that when he speaks of these words he will have victory?
因为他下面走了一条路出来。
Because he had walked away.
讲完这段话以后，马上就说下面我要走一条路。
And because he had this word, after he spoken those words he said I will walk.
21节，从此耶稣指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去受长老祭司长文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。
And the way that is described in verse 21, from that time Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and him raise up on the third day.
如果耶稣只是停在前面不要说后面的话，问题就好办了。
If Jesus only stopped after he finished speaking the first part, things will be easier.
他说如果耶稣就这样说，他必须上耶路撒冷去，那下面门徒一定都怎么样？
If he simply said that he must go to Jerusalem, then what will disciples do?
大家都说好。
And all the disciples will agree.
走，终于出头天到了。
And they will think that this is their chance.
对不对？去耶路撒冷干嘛？
So they think that they go to Jerusalem to
登高一呼，
to be above everyone else.
把罗马政权推出去，
to push out the Roman rules.
我们建立以色列国，
and to reestablish the
我们不再做殖民地了，
and they will no longer be under some other powers.
Colonial.
They will no longer be a colonial land.
这是门徒的想象。
So this is what the disciples have in their minds.
你是弥赛亚。
And they think Jesus is your Messiah.
我们有启示。
And we have revelations.
We
also follow you for 3 years. So now is a big chance.
对不对?
So Peter must be really happy. So, but however, our Lord did not just stop there.
那他如果往下讲说，我去受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，到这个地方停也好。
But then also, even if he stopped at, after he said to he must go and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, that's also easy to handle.
为什么你要打天下，当然要吃点苦了。
Why? Of course, because when you need to fight for something, of course you need to suffer.
对不对？No pain, no gain. 没有痛苦，哪里有得胜呢？
As the phrase goes, no pain, no gain.
那所以他如果耶稣停在许多的苦就停了，门徒也愿意。
And so if Jesus stopped right there, the disciples may also be able to accept this.
没有想到我们的主还要往下讲。
But unbeknownst to the Lord, keep on going.
我不但要去受这些宗教领袖的苦。
He said not only will he suffer under them.
下面一句说什么？
But what did he say?
且而且要被杀
and be killed,
第三天从死里复活
and be rise up on the third day.
你猜彼得听到哪里就已经冒火了。
So where do you think
只听到被杀就已经昏倒。
Yeah, he must just like faint, probably fainted when he heard that Jesus will be killed.
他绝对没有听见第三日复活这句话。
And he raised up on the third day because
he died to die. 所以他马上就有反应。
So he responded immediately.
就拉着他劝他说这是中文的翻译。
And so he took him aside and rebuked him.
哦，英文就不是这样翻译了。
So it's different in Chinese version.
英文比中文要严重一点。
So the English version is more severe.
我们中文是劝他，就是
说，
哎呀，你不可以这样啊，劝劝他。
In Chinese version, he's only trying to persuade him.
英文不是。
In the English version, it's not like that.
Rebuke.
He says he used the word rebuke.
Rebuke 什么意思？
What does that mean?
责备他。
It's rebuking.
也就是说彼得在这里冒火了。
So it just shows that Peter at this point is absolutely furious.
用广东话来讲的话，有没有高潮啊？
It's just, it means, so are you crazy? Are you nuts?
啊？去耶路撒冷很好啊。
It's good that we go to Jerusalem.
我们打天下。
Because we want to fight.
结果你不是去打天下哦。
But you're not trying to fight for a peace
to drive out the Romans. 你要去受苦受羞辱，我们还能够支持啊。
But yet you go to there to suffer.
可是你说什么？而且被杀。
To suffer, for you to suffer, we can endure. But then you also said that you will be killed.
既知如此。
So if we know this, this is the outcome, final outcome.
何必当初？
So why do we even bother from the very beginning?
你早点告诉我你要去死，那我们也就不会跟你。
So why did you tell us from the very beginning that you'll go die, so we won't follow you?
对不对？现在跟你搞了三年，你现在说我要去死。
We follow you for 3 years, and now you tell us that you will be killed.
那你死了，我们怎么办？
So when you die, what are we to do?
我们是撇下一切跟随你的。
We have given everything to follow you.
那你现在去死了，那我们将来怎么办呢？
So now you died, so what are we to do?
所以亲爱的，难怪彼得要发脾气啊。
So it's understandable that Peter was all angry.
难怪彼得要责备耶稣啊。
So it's understandable that he wanted to rebuke Jesus.
哦，搞了半天就是这么回事啊。
So this is what it all comes down to.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
耶稣在这里说什么？
Jesus here he says.
我要建立我的教会。
I will build my church.
我请问教会是怎么产生的？
So I ask you, how is church built?
在彼得的里面他怎么想？
So in Peter's mind,
教会的产生是我们一起同心怎么样？拼了。
Church is built by us working together and fighting.
我们上耶路撒冷，我们推翻这个政权。
We'll go to Jerusalem and overturn this Roman power.
我们靠神的恩典，我们建立神的国在这个地上。
And by God's blessing, we'll build this temple on this earth.
就跟今天这些恐怖分子回教的恐怖分子是一样的。
Just like the mentality of the terrorists today.
今天这些恐怖分子是干什么？
So what's on the mind of these terrorists?
他们从小就教育他们的小孩。
So from they teach their kids from the very very tender age.
打胜战。
To win the war.
啊，这个
to fight jihad.
Jihad 就是用阿拉的名来打的。
Jihad is fight in the name of Allah.
把这个世界征服。
To conquer this earth.
怎么样征服这个世界？第一就把犹太人干掉。
So how do you conquer earth? First is to destroy all Jews, to kill all Jews.
第二就是干掉支持犹太人的美国。
And the second is to destroy the country that supports Israel, which is the US.
所以向美国人宣战。
And that's why Bin Laden proclaimed war against.
所以所有这些恐怖分子向整个的西方世界宣战。
That's why all these terrorists were proclaiming war against the entire West.
说来说去, 他们就是第一要把犹太人从以色列赶到地中海里面去。
So bottom line, these terrorists want to drive the Israel Jews to the to Mediterranean.
用暴力,
by force.
用刀杀, 用,
to, by their sword to kill.
如果今天有原子弹在他们的手里,
if they have nuclear power, weapons, they will use it.
今天美国人还傻里傻气的,
so today the US is still pretty naive.
美国人以为还可以跟他们negotiate.
That they may think they can still negotiate with them.
感谢神啊, 这个Bush总统啊, 他知道这个东西厉害。
Praise the Lord, the President Bush knows this is no light matter.
可是现在在选举的时候, 人就要把他弄下来, 因为觉得这个战争不能打。
But unfortunately, when an election comes, people want to get him out of the office because they don't want war anymore.
不要搞错了，这个战争不是美国人要打的， 是人家打到你家里，打到你的纽约，打到你的华盛顿。
But do not be confused. It's not that the U.S. want to make war, it's that others has already taken war on your land.
所以这是这个狂热分子的一种意念，我们用我们的拳头，用我们的 用你敌人的飞机炸你自己的国土。
So this is the thinking, the inner working of these fanatics, that they will want to use their own hands, their bare hands, their power to bring war to you.
难道主耶稣在地上建立他的国, 也是这样找了一批人替他, 就这么用武力斗争来创他的帝国吗？
So do you think that Jesus will also be the same, will have the same way to establish his kingdom, is to fight through war?
这是人的思维。
This is human thinking.
毛先生说得很准，枪杆子出政权。
So from the quote from Mr. Mao, Chairman Mao, is that
你要打天下,
political power comes from
就是靠武力把这个天下打下来。
Political power comes from your weapons. If you want to gain control of a country, you must fight.
这是人的思维。
This is human thinking, way of thinking.
主耶稣这边讲了一句这段话， 简直就是 blow your mind， 把你整个人的思维全部打垮。
So but what Jesus said here completely blew away people's minds and changed their way of thinking.
这个王怎么打天下？
So how does this king gain his ground?
这个王怎么样建立天国？
So how is this king establishing his kingdom?
那我走一条路给你们看。
He said, I'll walk this way for you and show you.
面向耶路撒冷, 就是大君王的城。
And he'll face Jerusalem.
但是这个君王的城怎么样建立这个国呢？
So how does this king establish his kingdom?
第一，我去向这个死的宗教挑战。
So first he will challenge this religion,
that religion.
That religion.
这个死的宗教, 他们要逼迫我。
This their religion will persecute me.
这些自以为懂得圣经的人要来羞辱我。
These people who think they know more.
他们带头的人是祭司长。
These leaders,
these下面的同党是文士，是这些长老。
And the scribes and these elders.
他们羞辱我不算。
They will make me suffer.
而且我要死在他们的手里。
But I will also die in their hands.
被杀。
I will be killed by them.
但是。
But.
第三天怎么样？
On the third day. I will be risen.
他在死里复活，在十字架上的时候，他宣告什么？成了。
So on the cross, he said, "It's done."
我们认为是完了，但是耶稣说不是完了，是成了。
To us at that moment, we thought, "Oh, all is over," but to him, it's
为什么?
All is done.
因为天国是这样建的。
The reason is because that's how you
教会是这样建立的。
This is how you build a church. This is how you build a kingdom of God.
我们认为的教会是在十字架的前面。
We think the church that we think of is before the cross.
不要十字架。
We do not want the cross.
只要你上耶路撒冷, 我们就得到了。
As long as you go to Jerusalem, we'll have what we're seeking.
人在地上建立人的国,
this is how people establish their kingdom on this earth.
耶稣在这里要讲到他的教会的时候, 他的天国的时候, 不是这样一条路。
But this is not the way Jesus walks when he wants to establish his kingdom.
他是第一个走。
It's a way that no one has walked before. He's the very first to walk this way.
然后要被杀, 然后第三天从死里复活, 这样我的教会就建起来。
He said he will suffer and be killed and on the third day raised up.
因为耶稣自己说过, 你们把这个殿拆掉, 我三天怎么样?
Because
he
himself said that you will destroy this temple and in 3 days I will raise it up again.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 神不住人手所造的殿,
God does not care about the churches that people build. by their hands.
神只住他自己所建的。
God cares about his own build, the church.
是借着十字架的路这个方法来建。
And the way he built it is by the way of the cross.
他不是靠武装的革命。
It's not by force.
他乃是靠圣灵的大能，把我们带到死，然后带到复活，在复活的里面就有教会。
It's by the great power of the Holy Spirit he brought us into death and then resurrected again. And that he does his work.
所以阴间的权柄就不能胜过他。
And that is why the power of Hades will have no victory, no power over it.
阴间的权柄可以胜过一切所有。
Before the cross, the power of the Hades can have victory over all.
在十字架的前面，所有都在死的咒诅底下。
Everything before the cross is all under the curse.
神的教会不在十字架之前，神的教会在十字架之后。
God's church is not before the cross, but yet instead is behind it.
彼得啊，你的难处是什么？
So where was Peter's difficulty?
主就责备彼得，撒旦退到我后面去。
So he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan."
为什么这个时候的彼得变成撒旦的工具？
So why did Peter turn his tool at Satan?
因为耶稣说你是绊我脚的。
Because you're a stumbling block.
为什么你是绊我脚的？
So why is he a stumbling block?
你的用心很好，对不对？
Because he knows that he has his good heart.
你要救我。
You want to save me.
你不要我去受苦，也不要我去死。
You do not want me to suffer. You don't want me to die.
那说到底，其实你也是要救自己，因为我死了，你也完了。
But actually, the bottom line, the truth is that you want to save yourself as well.
你不要我死。
Because when I die, you're done as well.
表面是爱我，其实你是救自己。
So to be frank is that on the surface you may care about me, but in fact you're just saving yourself.
所以你是撒旦。
And therefore, that's why you are Satan.
你走的这条路是体贴人的意思，不体贴神的意思。
The way that you walk is to care about people's will and not God's will.
所以耶稣才在这里就对门徒说，对他们所有门徒就说了这句重要的话。
That's why Jesus said in front of all the disciples.
若有人跟从我。
If anyone wishes to come after me.
也就是说你愿意走这条路吗？
Also, that are you willing to walk this way?
这条路是什么路？
What is this way?
背起自己的十字架跟从我。
And to carry your own cross and follow me.
这样天国就建起来了。
This is how the heavenly kingdom
is. 人要救自己就要失丧你的生命。
Those who will save his own life will lose it.
为我失掉你的魂生命的你就得着永生。
And those who will lose his own life for my sake, you will regain eternal life.
也就是说今天不是我们只是相信耶稣为我死罪得赦免，建立天国。
So what does this mean? That means that today, just simply believing that God died for us is not enough to build His kingdom.
因为耶稣的十字架是赦免了我们的罪。
True is that His cross did take our sin away from us.
这是刚刚起步，让我们重生，让我们得神的生命，让我们成为神的儿女。
But yet, this is just the beginning. This is so what helps us to become children of God.
要建立天国。耶稣说来跟从我。
But to establish the heavenly kingdom, Jesus said, come.
你要建立这个能够让撒旦的政权垮台的，你跟从我。
If you want to establish this thing that can cause the power of hate, Satan to fall,
这条路是什么路呢?
To crumble, you need to follow me. What is this way?
第一，受苦。
One is to suffer.
受谁的苦？受宗教里。
Religious leaders.
受谁的苦？受这个假的宗教的苦。
All this fake religion, this tradition.
把这个东西如果你们能够忍过去然后你要被杀。
And if you can endure all this, and then you're killed by...
这个被杀是什么意思？就是把自己的浑身命放下来，这叫做被杀。
So what does be killed mean? It means to deny yourself.
你不一定会寻道，不一定。
You may not be martyred.
只有少数的人会寻道。
Only a small portion will be martyred.
但是所有的门徒都必须放下你的浑身命。
But all disciples must deny himself.
也就是彼得的问题，彼得不肯放下自己的浑身。
That's also the problem of Peter, which is that he's not willing to let himself go.
彼得有没有启示？有启示。
Didn't Peter receive revelation? Yes, he did receive revelation.
他已经远比那一些宗教领袖强多了。
From that aspect, he is doing way better than all those other religious leaders. All those religious leaders have no revelation.
他是有启示人，是有福的人。
Peter has received revelation. He is blessed.
不够建立神的天国的条件。
But still, that's not enough.
除非你来到这第三步。
Unless you arrive at the third point.
这第三步就是建造教会的唯一的道路，唯一的方法。
And the third point is the only way to build church.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在这个意象，在这一个 撒加利亚书的意象里头。
So dear brother and sister, in the book of Zechariah regarding this vision.
你看第二章这个拿到准神。
So you can see that in chapter 2.
你到了第三章看见这个约书亚的意象。
In third, chapter 3, you can see Joshua's vision.
你到第四章看见这个橄榄树的意象。
And then in chapter 4, you see the olive, vision of the olive.
你如果就好好的去读，我们今天没有时间去讲了。
If you read them carefully, we don't have time today, but.
你都看到一个主导思想。
You'll see this one main connecting thing.
神说不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能。
And God says it's not by other work, it's not by your skills.
不是人的智慧聪明，不是人的本领，你可以建造这件事情。神的家不是靠人的本事。
In other words, it's not by your wisdom or the people's skills. People's skills cannot build God's house.
人的聪明不能成就神的工作。
People's wisdom cannot.
今天的 mega church
cannot do the work of God.
哈佛的 MBA 来 manage 的。
Today, the people's church are managed.
Mega church, 不是 people's church.
The mega church.The mega churches are managed by people with MBA degrees.
在美国也好，在亚洲也好，这种 mega church.
These mega churches are managed by these people with their MBA degrees.
他用人的方法。
Because they use people's ways.
用人的这种智慧来吸引人，所谓进到教会里面来。
And to use people's wisdom to attract people into churches.
他讲的内容是 prosperity gospel, 就是成功神学。
What the theme of their message are prosperity gospel.
你绝对听不到耶稣所讲的背十字架舍己跟从我。
You'll never hear what Jesus said, which is to carry your own cross.
你听到来来来跟耶稣，你会越来越发。
All you can hear is just come, follow Jesus, and you will do better. And he will cure all your illnesses.
越来越升官。
And you will do well in your job.
所以这样就吸引了几万人到这个教堂里面。
This is how they were able to attract tens of thousands of people.
你去听他们的讲台，没有一个牧师会告诉你要舍己，要撇弃一切跟随主。
And if you listen to the message, none of the preacher will tell people to deny themselves.
因为这个东西听了，大家就拍摇摇头就走了。
Because most people who hears this will just shake their heads and just walk away.
但是哪个是真的，哪个是假的，你有启示你就懂。
So who's speaking the truth and who's not? If you have revelation, you will know.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
听耶稣讲道走的人太多了。
All those people who departed after hearing Jesus' words are many.
耶稣从来没解释说你们不要走啊，让我多讲几句让你们明白，没有了，走就走了。
Jesus never said that. Don't walk away. Just hear me out. Let me explain.
问他的门徒用得很清楚，你们也要走吗？
But Jesus is very clear with his disciples. He said,
这一批门徒说的话是什么？你有永生之道，我们还跟从谁？
But Jesus asked his disciples, are you guys also going to leave me? But their answer is that you have the eternal way.
今天
without you, who are we following?
神建造他的家是用他的道与他的路来建的。
So today, the Lord established his house, his church using his words and his way.
但是得到的人并不多。
But those who are able to receive it are few.
够了。
But yet it's still enough.
在这个意象里面他说
，In this vision, he said,
如果看撒加利亚，撒加利亚书第四章第九节第十节的话
，If you look at Zechariah chapters 4, 9 and 10,
所罗巴伯的手立了这殿的根基，他的手也必完成这功，你就知道万军之耶和华差遣我到你们这里来，谁藐视这日子为小呢？
Verse 9, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house, and his hand will finish it. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. For who has despised a day of small things?
注意，耶稣在这里说，这个是小事的日子。
Pay attention that the Lord Jesus said, this is small days of small things.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
人看了，哎呀，这真是小儿科啊。
So what that means is that these are just not important.
看不上眼呢。
It's not worthy to pay attention to.
不像这些干大事业的人，轰烈，轰轰动动，惊天动地。
It's not like these people who do these great things.
但是神今天做事是做小事的日子。
Well, yeah, God, this is precisely what He does. These small things.
金银宝石。
This is how He works.
金银宝石是小的。
So gold and silver are small things.
主在当时对门徒说的，只要两三个人聚集。奉我的名，我就在你们中间。
God says, as long as there are two or three people gathered together in my name, I will be among you.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
不要看外面的大小来论断 成功还是失败。
Do not judge success by the outward sizes.
看内容。
See the inner content.
看道路。
And see the way they walk.
主在这里对这个大祭司说，所罗巴伯。
Here the Lord said to Zerubbabel,
你如果走我的路，
If you walk my way,
啊，我们中文圣经翻译的时候是说，如果你三章六节到八节，他说：“你若行我的道，谨守我的命令，就可以管理我的家。”
Verse 6 says, "Thus says the Lord of hosts: If you will walk in my ways, and if you will perform my service, then you will also govern my house."
所以你会发现，今天在神的家，神注重的，你要走我的路。
So you discover that today what God looks most importantly on is that you will walk His way.
主耶稣说：“我就是道路。”
The Lord Jesus, He is the way.
今天整个的问题就是路的问题。
Today the entire problem is surrounds this way.
我们都喜欢走容易的路，走宽路。
We all like to walk this easy way. This
没有人喜欢走窄路，走难的路。
No one would like to walk this narrow path.
但是你如果要真正明白神所见的，神说我走的这条路面向耶路撒冷。就是小路窄路。
So to truly understand what God builds, you need to understand that His way is to walk this narrow way.
是要舍命的路。
It is to life which requires you to give up your life. May God bless His words.
让我们能够明白要说的。
So that we may understand what the Holy Spirit wants us to understand.
我们祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, I want to thank you.
你从古到今一直在做事。
And you have done your works from the very beginning.
你用你的道来引导我们。
And you use your way to guide us.
你用你的启示来照亮我们心中的眼睛。
You use your revelation to shine upon our eyes and our hearts.
我们真是在你面前需要迫切的祷告。
Lord, we truly, deeply, greatly, we need to pray before you.
求你让我们不做一个宗教徒。
So that we may not be someone who believes in religion.
我们抓的都是外表的东西。
So that we may not only hold on to the outwardly things.
让我们进到内室。
May we come into the inner temple.
在你的面前。
And before you.
明白你的心。
And understand your heart.
也真是愿意跟从你，走你走过的路。
And to have this heart to, and willing to follow you and walk the way that you have walked.
让你的家能够建成。
So that your house may be built.
能够夸口。硬件的权柄不能胜过。
And boast that the power of Hades cannot have power over it.
我们何等的喜乐。
Lord, how joyful we are.
因为这不是人手可以做的。
Because this is not something that people can do.
是你自己的工作。
Because it is your own work.
因此我们就安息。
Therefore, we are able to have peace.
因此我们就单单的跟随。
And we can able to follow you.
直到你的工作在我们的身上完成。
Until your work on us is finished.
听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayers.
用耶稣基督的名。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.